Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2952. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car. Montgomery! Hot tap today, the last two sucks less of the year.
Ask the men's room is back.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted. Clack, clack.
Gurgadadong! All right, here we go. New York Virgin wins a trip to an exotic island where men get unlimited sex.
Meanwhile, we head to Russia, where a high-tech robot turns out to be a man in a suit. Who can really flex?
Noise complaint call over video game leads to two officers joining in on the fun.
A man tries to smuggle 70 birds in suitcase into the United States, and now he has none.
And in Germany, they fill potholes with delicious chocolate.
Yeah. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Food is, of course, made for eating. But that doesn't mean that food always makes it to your belly. A few headlines to make my case. Police looking for man who shoved foot-long sandwich down his pants, which is kind of crazy because does anyone want that sandwich back? Now, naturally, this happened in Florida. Meanwhile, in England, they're creating stupid headlines, too. Man caught speeding because he didn't want his McDonald's to get cold. Solid as his excuse may have been, it turns out he was also driving without insurance, so things just didn't end well for him. And we stay in England for our next food headline. Woman offers to have sex with restaurant workers for free fried chicken. I'm not saying she's ugly, but she did not get any free fried chicken. And then hot off the presses today in Germany, a road was closed down when a tank of chocolate in a factory spilled and poured onto the street. We have plenty more stories. There's a guy in L.A. took advantage of Burger King's one-cent Whopper deal, except that in his case, it cost him $1,100. Or the drunk guy that handed a cop a hamburger instead of his ID when the cop, in fact, asked for his ID. Sometimes food is the center of a story that has nothing to do with eating. And that's what today's question is all about. This is what we want to know. What is your food story?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over to us and away we go. Welcome to show number 2952.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
You really think so? You just
absolutely. It's not a guaranteed future repeat because we've done enough great shows throughout the year that we've already got all those in the can. So we can just basically mail this one in today. We don't really have to work too hard, which is the good news because it is the very last Who Sucks Less of the year. I'm assuming, Steve, that being that it is the last Who Sucks Less of the year, you're going to take it easy on myself, Ted, Mike, and Robin. You're going to take it easy on the listeners. You're going to take it easy on everybody today.
It's called Who Sucks Less, man. I do what I can. That said, we have had some more troubling ones than others. And for whatever reason, people get mad at me, not understanding how news works. These are more, I think you shake your head in disgust, but you won't necessarily be angry.
Okay.
And one of the stories, Mike Hawk, he agreed with me. Robin, we discussed it a little bit. You kind of think you understand why this person has been nominated for Who Sucks Less. Then it takes this weird left turn, and they suck a little more.
Yes.
But I don't know.
that they suck the most out of the three stories.
Always, by the way, entertaining to read your comments. So like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. We'll get that up there. And you can enter the debate on who sucks less. Another Ask the Men's Room coming up. If you have any questions for any of us here in the Men's Room as we wrap up the year, just shoot us an email to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and ask away. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. And another round of Profile This. And today we're going to talk about food and do one of those shows that either will make you hungry or will make you completely lose your appetite.
I don't think we're going to get hungry today. It's the sense I get.
And we'll just start with this story that Mike brought us in headlines yesterday. The police in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada pulled over a guy on Friday night because they suspected that he was driving drunk. And those suspicions were confirmed when they asked for his license and he handed them a hamburger.
Nice.
He was too drunk to even take a breathalyzer, so he was arrested for drunk driving. Now, I don't believe
too
that I
drunk have, to take a breathalyzer.
Yes, I don't believe I've shared this story with you, but this is a doozy. Okay,
and if you're drunk enough, they'll just kind of make you right. I think if you're super drunk, they make you do a blood test or something.
Maybe.
Like they can judge whether or not you
they
can actually,
know you're drunk. Mm-hmm. They
right, like sometimes they're not even going to give you the test.
Right.
Thanks for the burger.
Yeah. So here we go to Pennsylvania. There's a 36-year-old guy named Anthony Manival.
Yeah.
And he is from Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. And a few years ago, he was working at a Bon Ton department store. Do you know what a Bon Ton is, everybody?
I remember the name. It was a department store. Okay.
A Bon Ton, I believe, was a spinoff of Bon Marché, which is a spinoff of all these upper-end Macy-type, Nordstrom-type
department
stores. I
thought
that's
what they wrote in Empire Strikes Back.
No, the Bon Ton was it, man. Like, when I was a kid, you wanted a polo shirt, you went to the Bon Ton, they had them.
Oh, yeah,
if it was
dude,
Calvin
you're right.
Klein, like, you know.
Or you bring a polo shirt, Ted's like, yeah!
Look, we had our stores, but if you wanted something that was really nice, it was what the rich kids were wearing, mm-hmm. that was, you know, the stylish stuff, you ended up at the Bon Ton because they had everything. Well, a few years ago, he's
and
working.
And later, you went to Structure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Ah, the good old
and then
days.
Spencer's. And
maybe
then the
merry-go-round.
Who knows? So one day, during his lunch break, he grabbed a female co-worker's sandwich out of the refrigerator, and then he headed back to the stockroom. And he pleasured himself while he rubbed the sandwich against his body.
Wow!
Then he put it back in the fridge. Apparently, he did not realize the security cameras in the stockroom caught the entire thing. And he was just sentenced to 3 to 12 months in prison for indecent assault. That's
did
right.
Did they see what kind of sandwich it was?
Does not. He took a
I think it was like egg salad.
Co-worker
sandwich. Tuna.
It's tuna.
So, right. It's got to be something where you can hide your evidence, so to speak.
Yeah.
so he actually did it with the sandwich.
He did it while he had the sandwich. He was rubbing the sandwich on his body. He pleasured himself. He returned the sandwich back to the refrigerator. And now he's facing 3 to 12 months in prison for indecent assault.
Come on, man.
Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. I got a whole stack of them. Our question today, what is your food story? 844-999-HOLA.
Oh, no.
Good text.
That is weird.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I used to work swing shift back when I was about 20 years old, and I was driving home from work one night, and I decided, hey, I'm going to stop and get to McDonald's. I paid for the McDonald's in cash, so I had some money sitting there, and on top of that, I had gotten, you know, like my cheeseburger and my Big Mac and stuff. So I'm driving home, and I see this girl, and it's dark, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I see this girl walking. It's like, oh, you know, and it's dark. I'm like, you know what, cute girl, probably needs a ride. I'll pull over, give her a ride home. So I pull off, and I'm like, hey, do you need a ride? She's like, yes, I need a ride home. So she hops in, and I'm like, where are you headed? Where are you coming from? Why are you out walking so late at night? Well, make a long story short, she turns out to be a hooker. She had just done some work and is now walking back to wherever she needed to go. And so I kind of start to freak out. I'm like, I have to get this woman out of my car. I have picked up a hooker. And I don't, like, there's money sitting out. I'm just freaking
well,
the hell out.
There's a Big Mac.
Right. I think picking up someone who's walking along the side of the road, if they seem to need a ride or being, your intent was not the solicitation of
not
a prostitute.
At all,
how you pick up prostitutes. You find them walking on the side of the road at night.
Yeah, but anytime. I mean, like, if it's
the
a rural
cops
road,
aren't gonna
in the middle,
buy it. It doesn't
I
matter.
I know that, but I mean, like, yeah, I get
Look,
it.
Look, it's like this, man. Even if the cops believe you're telling the truth, it's like, yeah, but you picked her up. It's like anything.
Well,
You jump out of my vehicle. I get pulled over for speeding. You jump out. I don't know it, but you left a paper bag full of, I don't know, hold cocaine. On. The cops say, I believe you. Cocaine's in your car. You're still getting arrested.
But you said she was cute.
Exactly.
You said she was cute. So right there, you can say, officer, I would have never expected her to be a prostitute. She's attractive.
So that's just it, is she was cute when it was dark and she was outside the car. She gets in the car, dome light comes on. She has definitely had some better years behind her.
All right.
Yeah, I like the way you said that, dome light.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I realized I need to get her out of my car. So I'm driving. I was like, hey, I know it's not where you're going. I'm just going to pull off up here at this convenience store where I'm going to get a soda. For my food. And she was, oh, that's cool. Hey, would you mind if I, like, could I just take a couple of those bucks there? And, of course, that freaks me out even more because I'm like, well, there's no way I'm giving this hooker money. Like, of course not. Like, that's the worst thing about it I could do.
If you were
so
any
then
other...
asking me.
Go ahead.
She ends up asking me for my food. And I was like, well, in my head, I'm like, that's still giving a hooker something.
Well, you're not getting anything in return. The difference is, man,
she just did a trick.
She should have cash.
It doesn't matter. Look, if the cops set you up, they don't let you F the cop before they bust you. Once you exchange the money, it's done.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so even, you know, you get for a chicken nugget, if that's the agreed upon price, like, you're done.
Right, no, right. You don't get arrested.
I thought, I was like, there's no way she's a cheeseburger hooker. I can't do this.
Cheeseburger hooker. That was one of the original characters for the McDonald's group. They had, like, the Hamburglar, Grimace, Hamburger Hooker.
I will say, though, like, how should I phrase this? Like, when I was a janitor in downtown D.C., I worked at nights.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one street where all the hookers were.
I know the street.
Right? And they would chase them back from one board.
Wait. Everyone knows the street. I should phrase it like that.
Right, and the cops didn't care because it was on a line of district between the police departments, like Ward 5, Ward 6. So they would just chase them back and forth. Right. But it's kind of a rule of thumb. If you saw a hooker that was that attractive, it was like, that's a cop.
That's a cop.
She doesn't have, the wear of somebody that's been walking the street for a minute or whatever.
All right, so now
I would have given her the cheeseburger and been like, just get out of my car.
So now this woman is, did you walk into the convenience store to get a soda?
So the second she started to get out of my car, I was intentionally kind of slow getting out of the car, I drove off. Like, door still open, everything. Drove off, door closed from the momentum of me pulling away. Just, I got the heck out of there.
All right, erred on the side of caution.
All right, yeah.
All right. I get it, man. Look, I get it. What, we're at an old gym, and we had finished playing basketball or something, but I'm taking a leak in the bathroom, and this little kid walks in. And little kids, as they do when they go to the bathroom, pants drop all the way to the ankles, right? And he's at the little kid urinal. I'm on the complete opposite side on the adult ones, but he still looks over at me and just says, like, hi, mister. It's like, shut up, do not speak to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got your pants down, dude. Like, I got out of there. And it's stupid, and it is dumb, but I'm like, I'm not talking, even though innocent as it is, kid's pants are down by his ankles, he's peeing, all of it's obvious, but I'm like, I'm out of here.
All right, side note, other than Vegas or some places a little bit more obvious, have any of you ever been approached by a prostitute?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the situation?
You're there, they're there, and so they ask you.
Were you in a bar and just someone walked up to you and said,
never in a bar, just walking down the street.
Okay.
I mean, many, many times.
Yeah, in Baltimore, and then that street in D.C., my buddy had a Jeep, and we were driving down it one night, so I had to show my cousin where the hookers were. One jumped in the Jeep.
Oh, damn.
Just got in.
Yeah, she eventually got out, but we still tell a story of that, between a couple of us.
Right.
Like, remember that time the hooker jumped in the Jeep?
I was the only time.
And then look, dude, I mean, look at our city. Like, there's a very popular neighborhood that used to have hookers and one gas station. Now it's got Amazon.
That's how times have changed. I know.
Yeah, like if you ever bought beer in that gas station, it'd be what is
free shipping?
Yeah,
I was in line to get a drink at a football game.
All right.
So I'm standing in line, and the drink and the wines were in a different spot than the beer. So you can get beer anywhere in the stadium if you want a mixed drink. If you want a glass of wine, you got to be in this line. So there's this girl in front of me, and she's kind of got the leopard thing going on. I mean, she is put together. And so I tell the guy beside me, he knew me from somewhere or whatever, and we started talking. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm just going to see if I can get a shot of Fireball. And she whipped her head around. You know what I mean? Like Fireball. She's like, I'll do a Fireball with you. And I'm like, all right, man, I don't care. I'll buy you a Fireball.
I'm not like, you can buy both.
Yeah, I'll buy one. Whatever, hell. So we get up there. She's like, okay, cool. And so we do the shot of Fireball. And she's like, she's talking to me. And she's like, you're cute. And I'm like, oh, God, this is not happening to me. This is not normal. There's more to this. And she says, you work downtown? I said, yeah, I work downtown. She goes,
If you ever need any company, here's my card.
Once I say company, just understand.
And she's like, I do a lot of work in Belltown. I live in Belltown. If you ever need some company, call me. I have a couple spots open, and you could be one of my new clients. And I looked at the card, and I looked at her, and I was like, oh. And then I went back to my seat with the guy I was sitting with. Like, I just got hit on by a hooker.
Technically,
yes.
You got hit on by an escort.
Whatever. Yeah, so what?
Say,
close
different.
Enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. But it never happened to me before.
Don't be
so
flattered.
I was pretty excited. So what?
You're a business opportunity.
It doesn't
she
matter.
She did not approach you because she finds you attractive.
Look, man.
You look like an easy mark.
Well, that's
it's
fine.
It's like say, hey, I got mugged today. You didn't win a contest.
No.
You look like you had money on
this
you.
This glass is not half empty.
No, it's completely empty. There's not a drop
oh,
in
no,
it.
Oh, no, no, no.
I got hit on by an escort.
It's better than not.
Dude. It's not him.
It made me happy. That's all I'm asking for, right?
Small victories,
I know,
man.
Exactly.
God damn.
Like, all she wanted was my money. How were the rates?
I never got that far. She just gave me the card.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
I got hit on.
What's leopard print? Fireball? I should at least checked it out.
Oh, I know. It could have been just...
You were approached.
Completely sane.
Okay. By the way, Ted, someone on the comments here, you're talking about Washington, D.C. There is
correct.
Notorious Street on the border of jurisdictions, K Street and 15th Northwest.
Oh, different one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone...
Not that far.
That's west. Yeah. I don't know the west side that well. Too many rich people. What is your food story? 844-999. Oh, that's Bethesda, Wisconsin, Montgomery County. It's mm-hmm. a little bit more wealthy, right? The west side?
Yeah, but down at K Street. I mean, it's nicer now. There's parts of Northwest that are a little hood, too.
All yeah, right. A little. Just a wee
just
bit.
Tab. Hood.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Damn, so another burger story. Which I think the original of burgers seem to be the same today. So, I was at a party, and, you know, like you do at parties, you get drunk, and someone was kind enough to offer to go on a last drunk McDonald's run, and I don't remember really exactly the whole ordering process, but I ended up waking up the next day on the couch with a pile of McChicken sandwiches in my pants, which I guess I put them there to stay warm, because nothing's worse than cold McDonald's, but woke up the next morning to a nice surprise.
Which was what? The cheeseburger in your pants? The chicken sandwich in your pants?
Uh-oh.
Hello. I knew that was going to happen. I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, here's the
wait
thing, though.
Did you say a McChick or a McChicken?
I think McChicken.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. There's nothing worse than the cold chicken sandwich. I'd rather have a cold chicken sandwich than a chicken sandwich that's been warmed from your body heat in your pants. Mm-hmm. Like, if you gave me the opportunity, like, well, this one's warm. I've had it in my pocket overnight. Or there's a cold one. I'll go ahead with the cold. I'm all good with that, man.
Yeah. What is your food story that involves just like it's just pathetic? Like it's absolutely pathetic.
Well, you know mine. Like one of them, but the worst is there's like this infamous night we go out. We go to this fireman thing. It's me and Thrill, and we get wasted. Like I'm making poor decisions all day. So the next day I get up and there is just poop. In my bed, on my fingers. I'm like, holy cow, I completely crap this bed. And I find, you know, like you sit there and you're just like, I can't believe this happened. Like, I knew I got drunk, but this is pathetic. And then I pull the sheet off and there's just a melted, like, Snickers bar in there. It was just, you could see, like, I barely got to the bed and, like, opened it and just.
How much relief, though, did you have?
I mean, it was a lot of relief, but it's also like, you fat bastard. Like, there's melted chocolate all in your sheets, like, in my body hair. I mean, it was a mess.
What about the one where you reached into the trash can?
Yeah, well, that one, I was just poor. So I went upstairs and my buddy. Well, Eddie's makes a delicious breakfast sandwich. DB had left it in there for probably 20 hours. But I was starving. I was like, I'm going to eat this.
Right.
So you're right. I've eaten trash food.
Yeah.
I've eaten lawn meat recently. My buddy thought his steak kebabs were overdone, so he threw them in the lawn. So me and another guy picked them up out of the lawn and started eating them.
Dude. Here's one that's
I know, and I can afford my own meat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why did you have to eat those?
Because it's just like the old man in you that's like, I don't know, that steak seems fine. Let's eat this lawn meat.
I was just dirt poor, man. I was working an overnight shift. And Wendy's just started basically offering their 99-cent meal.
Yeah.
That was her thing. So I had $3 and, like, you know, a quarter or whatever. So I'm like, I'm going to go to Wendy's because I can get a hamburger, I can get a fry, and I can get a drink, and then I'll go to work. So it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I go into Wendy's. I'm like, you know what? I got time. I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to look at the menu. I'm going to sit down. You know, I walked, so it was on the way. So I go in there, man, and there's this couple. And I eat my sandwich, and things aren't going well for them. And I mean, they're you can see the look on her face of disgust. You see his face. He's just like, you know, like, come on. Like, you know, like, right. And they're just going at it with each other. And I'm just trying not to make eye contact or whatever. And all of a sudden, she stands up. She slams her hands down on the table, and she storms out. And so he follows her, and she starts walking down the road. All right? Well, he jumps in the car and starts, like, driving, and I'm looking, and he's driving away, and I look over, man, and they've still got all their food. So I kind of walked over, and I put the lid on the Frosty, and I grabbed the burger, you know what I mean, and I grabbed the other sandwich and had one bite out of it and took it to work and ate it.
I don't blame you, man.
I don't either.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, I thought it was okay, but at the time I was like, God, I'm terrible. Like, what if they were going to come back?
Well, like, 99 cents are good.
Well, no. They ordered real food. Oh. I ordered, like, the 99-cent meal.
Then you made out, man.
Like a single with cheese, a chicken sandwich, a Frosty. Didn't take the fries. But
I mean, we've all been there, man. Like, again, and it's radio. Because radio pays garbage when you first get
it. No, it was like I was making $3.50 an hour.
Right. I used to eat the, and it sounds worse than it is. So to say you ate donuts out of trash bags sounds bad. It's this. My shift ended at 6 a.m., and the Dunkin' Donuts around the corner from my house, they traded out all of their old donuts from the day before. They got their new shipment at 6. And I walked, and I got there about 7 o'clock each day. But when you went to the dumpster, it was just huge trash bags full of nothing but donuts because they just dumped the sheet pans in. And I would just grab a bag out of the dumpster and walk, like, the last 4 blocks to my place. I did this for, like, 6 months, right? And people, you can't survive 6 months on donuts. I'm like, well, you can. I never said I was healthy. I never said I felt great. I was sleeping on a hardwood. Like, I didn't have a mattress, right? So, but every day, I'd eat these goddamn donuts, and as weird as it was, you do start to get sick of donuts after a while.
What was your favorite donut?
By the time, you know what's stupid? I'm dead broke and still wouldn't eat the Boston creams. I do not like Boston creams, man.
I think they're delicious.
And I felt stupid.
I like them.
I'm starving to death eating these donuts out of the bag, and I'm like, ew, Boston cream, not going to do it. But honestly, I will say this, my experience of trash bag donuts, man, the jelly-filled powdered sugar donuts hold up the best.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learned that the bad way, but still, now I know.
What is your food story? 844-999. Ola, hold the line where your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
We head to Florida. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is searching for a sandwich thief who they say shoved a foot-long sub down his pants. The crime happened back on November 25th at the Marathon gas station on Pimkin Road. Deputies are still looking for the man, seen in the surveillance footage. According to a post on the sheriff's office Facebook page, the man went into a gas station around 8:45 and concealed a foot-long sandwich in the front of his pants. Now, stop right there. We know what you're thinking. Too bad it wasn't a hot sandwich, but no, it was a cold cut. Deputies say the man then bought a Polar Pop and left without paying for the sandwich and rode away on a bicycle. We hope to identify the suspect so he can be caught and pay for his crime. This should also serve as notice to all of you as to why you do not take food from a stranger. You do not know where it's been.
I kind of admire the fact that the guy put a foot-long sandwich in his pants and then rode a bike.
Yeah, and what kind of place has a foot-long sandwich that's already made? Normally at those
gas stations.
At those great gas stations, though, you go in and you tell them what you want. And
at
they
the
make
great
it to,
at the gas good stations.
Ones, but most gas
order.
Stations have those pre-made.
Name the great gas stations. You know the names of both of them.
Oh, Sheets,
and not
Wawa,
you're done.
AMPM.
Right? So the rest of the time, man, it's pre-made.
Well, yeah, right, that's the thing, like,
and it's
one
cold.
Thing to have hot. A lot of places have hot food, but right, like I can only think of Sheets and Wawa that have, like, you can get them to made to order subs,
and that's why they are awesome.
You can get a chicken sandwich, you can get a hamburger,
you can get a damn thing.
Oh my God, it's
like order prime rib.
I see Sheets and I get excited
every time, man. It's like we're gonna stop here and eat.
Yep,
I've got a couple of comments here. It says, "Hello, you dinosaurs." In 10th grade, we celebrated one of my teacher's birthdays with a big food fight. The principal was called and happened to walk through the door. As I threw my teacher's cake, it was the only food I threw, It hit the principal square in the face and then slowly slid down. I was suspended for 2 weeks and had to apologize at a school-wide assembly to the teacher, principal, and school. As far as I know, nobody else was punished. And this one, it says, I'm a cook, so I have several food stories, but one that sticks out is that a guest didn't like her food, came to the kitchen, threw her food as well as other people's food back in my face.
Dang.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's a little rude.
Only one time in all the years I cooked, only once did a guest, under anger, walk into the kitchen to say something. And this guy, I don't say it as an insult. It's just the best description of what he looked like. Looked like the Crypt Keeper, right?
Hmm.
Obviously, not as old, but he had the same hair and this kind of thing.
And what was his beef?
It's funny that you say that, because he's a vegan. And so he had no beef with us. He had a field roast with us. But his field roast was, what was taking his food so long? So we are getting crushed, very, very busy. And you're a vegan in a place that does not serve vegan food, but we still tried to be accommodating. So he walked into the kitchen, and it wasn't quite an open kitchen, but it was a large entryway to get in. So we see him, and he owned a store kind of around the corner from where we were, all this hippy-dippy stuff. And he's like, it's been a while since we placed our order. I said, hey, man, we know exactly where your order is. We know the guy's a vegan. Like, we know where the ticket is, but because it's not on the menu, it takes a little extra time. He started complaining more. Me being me, I'm paraphrasing. If you ever walk in my kitchen again while I'm at work, I'm going to take this knife and stick it in your chest, right? So naturally, he walks out of the kitchen. My manager, unforeseen, shows up about 90 seconds later, pulls me aside. He's like, did you just threaten him? I said, yes, I did. If he walks in my kitchen again, I'm going to stab him in the chest. Now, you can fire me now, and you deal with all these goddamn tickets, or tell him to be a normal guest and stay at a seat. Like, that's all. I think they comped his meal, but he did not walk back in the kitchen.
I was going to say, you should never walk into a kitchen.
Do not walk behind a bar. If we wanted to deal with customers, we'd be the waitstaff. We don't care about you. Do not walk into our kitchen and complain.
Yeah, be careful just getting those little napkins.
Our question, what is your food story? Yeah. 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.